Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Ecclesiastes, there's a scripture that sounds too simplistic, but it says, when a tree falls, wherever the tree falls, that's where it lays. People go, oh, that's deep, that's deep. Wherever the tree falls, if it falls to the west or the north, wherever the tree falls, that's where it lays. Well, I grew up in the country. We went out and cut timber. I logged for a while. We cut pulp wood and we did different things, especially logging. You're out in the thick woods. If you want to cut a tree, a term for it is to lay the tree. You want to lay the tree where you want it, especially if you're in a subdivision. You don't just crank up your saw and cut the tree and go, whoa, 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 that's the wrong way. Mushed Mr. Smith's house. That's foolish. Wisdom says, where do we want this tree to lay? And cut the tree in such a way that the tree lays where we want it to lay. Dr. Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, who I had the privilege of serving with for a number of years, told me this one day in the speaker's room. He said, this is the way laying, because he's a great one to review. I learned from him too. Sometimes all we would do for weeks was review. That's all we'd do. We'd just keep reviewing. And he told me this in the speaker's room one day. I'll never forget it. He said, so many times, he said, you got all these little trees that are around the big tree. And if you cut the tree, it'll just fall in the tops. It'll move a couple of feet and get stuck in the other little trees and won't fall. So you got to get these little trees out of the way. Amen. So you can lay the big tree where you want it. Amen. 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 Excellent wisdom. You got to get these other things. A lot of times people are not ready to hear a thing. Other things have to be taken care of. And the Lord's moving us somewhere to where we can lay the big tree. Amen. In our heart. And then it's laid in our heart and it's a permanent thing. We'll think that way and believe that way forever. Hallelujah. And where the tree lays, that's where it stays. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you my secrets now that I learned from other people in the Lord. But Hebrews 7, let's get into this. By faith. Everybody say, by faith.
By faith.
What does verse 8 say?
By faith.
What about verse 9?
By faith.
Verse 11.
Faith.
Through faith. Verse 17. By faith. Verse 20. By faith. Verse 21.
By faith.
By faith. Verse 22.
By faith.
By faith. Verse 23.
By faith.
Is the Lord just short on words that He finds it necessary to repeat? Why does He use the same phrase? Because how are you going to do things? How are you going to come out? Get your prayers answered. Get your body healed. By everything that you go to do in this life, the just shall live by faith. Amen. By faith, Noah, a man of God, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Now that goes back to our definition, doesn't it? Faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for, the evidence of, if it's faith, it's not seen. You hear people say, well, when I see it, I'll believe it. It's too late to believe it when you see it. Did you get that? Some folk didn't get that. Hebrews 11:1, the definition of faith. What does it say? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, or we said that means expected. And it is the evidence of things not seen. So if you're in faith about it, it's not seen. You could also say it's not felt. It's not perceived. And people say, well, I'll believe that when I see it. No, you won't. If you saw it, you're not believing it, you're seeing it. Right? Believing comes in before you see it. Once you see it, you can't believe it. You say, well, now all the symptoms are gone, and the doctor gives me a clean bill of health, and he tells me I'm healed, so now I believe I'm healed. No, you don't. You feel healed. You look healed. You're not believing you're healed. Did you hear me? But when you don't feel healed, when you got the bad report, when you hurt, now's when you believe. I believe I'm healed. Amen? Somebody says, well, yeah, but you're not. You could say, yeah, that's why I'm believing I am. They'll shake their heads and go, how can you believe you're healed when you're not? That's the only time I could believe I am. Amen? Because when it's fruition, when I feel it and see it, it's too late to believe for it. I say, well, when the money comes in, I'll believe it. Too late to believe it. There it is. You see it. Right? Are you with me now?
Yes.
Noah believed what God said in warning about the flood coming before he saw the flood. What if he'd have said, well, when I see it, I'll drown. Right? The whole world was full of people that were scoffers and doubters. He and his family were the only ones fit to save. Is that right? And why was God able to save them? They believed. They believed in Him. They endeavored to serve Him and live righteously. He was a preacher of what's right, righteousness, the Bible said. And he believed before he saw. Not only that, he believed that a flood was coming when as yet nobody had seen a rain. Talk about faith. Go back to Genesis 2, please. Genesis 2 and verse 4. Genesis 2, 4. This is early, isn't it? Genesis 2?
Yep.
It's a long time ago. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. Somebody said, I thought it was the Big Bang. Well, I expect there was a big bang when God said, let there be light. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. This did not happen accidentally. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, God knew them and created them. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth. There was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. The atmosphere was perfect. There were no thunderstorms. There were no strong winds, much less tornadoes or hurricanes or any such thing. It was perfect. Sprinkler system without the sprinkler. The mist came up just at the right time, and a nice cool mist fell and watered everything perfect. Not too much, not too little. Happened every day. Not going to be long. It's going to be restored like that. There's going to be a new heavens, new earth. It'll never be too hot. It'll never be too cold. Hallelujah. Won't that? I mean, it's no wonder Adam and Eve didn't even have to have a house. It was perfect. There was nothing to get out of. Didn't even say get in out of the rain. There was no rain. Oh, you know, we don't know. what it was like in the beginning. It's even in its fallen condition, the earth is full of beauty. Even in its fallen, cursed condition right now, it's beautiful. Can you imagine what it was like before the fall? Not really, we can't, but we're going to find out. I said, we're going to find out soon and very soon. Woo, I'm almost ready to go right now, aren't you? Let's just say, Lord, let's wind this thing up and get right into it. But He wants more people saved. Amen. He wants a lot more people to go in with us. So that's what He's patient for. That's what He's waiting for. The precious fruit of the earth, James says. So there was a mist. And God comes and tells Noah, there's going to be a flood. A what? A flood. He couldn't even look up flood in the dictionary. But water is going to come. It's going to come out of the ground. It's going to come out of the ocean. It's going to come out of the sky. It's going to inundate and flood the whole planet. And you got to get ready and build an ark. Noah did not understand this. But he believed it. He had never seen anything like this. He had never heard of anything like this. But he believed it. And so he went to work. Everybody say work. Faith without action is dead. Faith without work is dead. Works. Faith. If you believe something, you act on it. It's not enough to just sit up and go, I believe that, and do nothing. Living faith will prompt you to step out, to act, to obey, to do. Go back to Hebrews 11, please. Read the rest of this verse. Hebrews 11, 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Hear people say, well, I've never seen a healing. Well, great, you're a candidate for a miracle. Yeah. I've never seen supernatural debt cancellation and being paid off. I've never seen somebody just walking up to me and handing me a check. Somebody calling me and say, forget about that debt. I've never seen anything like that. Well, it's time you did. Yeah. Right? Well, when I see it, I'll believe it. No, you won't. No, you won't. It'd be too late. And the people who see it are the people who believe it before they see it. Amen. Amen. And not only that, if you believe it before you see it, you will get ready for it. Amen. Just like Noah. Do you like faith as much as I do?
Yes.
I get so excited talking about these things. I think I'd just preach it just for myself if you wouldn't even hear. But I'm glad you are.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.